BS News and on the BS Radio Network.
And now, the BS News Network and Hendai Entertainment present the award-winning Sub Genius This Week. I'm your announcer, Blood Bloody. Sub Genius This Week is brought to you by the makers of Splingo. Don't forget to water your lawn and spank your monkey every day with Splingo. 9 out of 10 monkey spankers can't be wrong. And now, here's Father Time with news and commentary.
For the week ending July 36th, the year of our Dobbs 55, it's Sub Genius This Week, a news and commentary program that strives to bring you up to the second reporting on everybody's favorite alien sex and death cult, the Church of the Sub Genius. As vibrant and exciting as it's ever been, this church has stayed on the cutting edge of religious dogma for the past 55 years. We are happy to serve you. Thank you for bringing us into your homes every night. I'm Father Time. Federal Communications Chairman Kevin J. Martin said yesterday that he will support a merger between two of the largest companies in the very competitive and cutthroat business of organized religion, the Church of the Subgenius and the Church of Scientology. The merger, which has been in the works for the past 6 months, will bring together two powerhouses of Savior worship into one grand church, to be known as the Church of the Scientologenius. The Church of the Scientologenius. Committees for both churches have concluded that their new savior will be J.R. Ron Hubbard and will usher in an end-time scenario on July 5, 1998, at the foot of an active volcano in downtown Dallas, Texas. Many have speculated on how the labor force of each church will be divided, but sources here at Subgenius This Week have discovered that many spokesmen will be just let go, including Tom Cruise, John Travolta, Paul Rubens, and David Byrne. A new batch of celebrity spokesmen and women should be announced next week, but we are aware of a few right now. Molly Cyrus, Karl Rove, and Patrick Neil Harris have already signed on. Longtime advocate of the Church of the Subgenius, Ivan Stang, has relinquished control of the new church and decided to cryogenically freeze himself and his family in hopes that the whole thing will just blow over sometime in the future. Much of the church dogma, blah, 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 much of the church dogma will remain the same, as both churches followed surprisingly similar paths. Aliens, bad science fiction, and a constant urge for money will remain intact. What will change is the price structure to members. This is important to you, Reverend Exister.
Uh-oh.
Indeed, membership in the Church of the Scientologenius will stay at $30. But subsequent literature from the church should fetch prices upwards of $12,000 a book.
Damn it.
The famed Hour of Slack program will be available for purchase by members and non-members alike at the low price of $19.95 an episode. Experts in the field were confident that the merger would go through, as competition should be fierce following the merger of Christianity and Islam slated for later on this year. This is Father Time in Madison, Wisconsin, reporting for reporting for Scientologenius This Week. Have a pleasant tomorrow. You're going to die. You're going to die.
BS News on the BS Radio Network.